Welcome to the Diamond Singles Show here on Channel Radio with your hosts Julie and Noreen discussing all things dating and relationships.
Hello and welcome to the Diamond Singles Radio Show. For some reason, our intro music didn't happen. Slight technical error there.
You just can't get the staff, guys, right?
How rude. And that would be my co-host, Noreen. Hello, Noreen. How are you?
Hello. I was going to say it's a beautiful day today, but that's a complete lie. The weather has been absolutely awful. I like to be out when the sun is shining.
I know. I mean, it was beautiful this weekend. Absolutely stunning. I actually went to Brighton for a friend's 40th. It was fabulous. Great time. The sun was shining. The birds were singing. Lots of shots were happening. It was brilliant. Highly recommend a good night out in Brighton.
And was it just a little girls' night? Were there any scandals? Anything I need to know?
So I'm sure my friend won't mind me digressing with this, but there was only the four of us, us ladies, and she's gay. So hence we went to Brighton, the capital of gayness in the UK. And yeah, it was a great time. I don't think there was any shenanigans, really.
Okay.
But everyone's just fabulous down there.
Oh my gosh, it's
so
amazing.
They're such a friendly community down in Brighton. So, so welcoming. We had a fantastic time.
Anything goes in Brighton.
Quite right. But no. Oh yeah, that was a brilliant, brilliant weekend. And I was suffering yesterday and Sunday. 2 day hangovers.
Today you're okay though. Looking fabulous.
Oh, I'm absolutely fine today. And oh, I thank you. So on tonight's show, we are going to start off by discussing from obviously the female perspective, as we are not joined by Mark yet again, our resident psychotherapist.
Oh my gosh, where is he? This is getting beyond a joke.
Constantly skiving. Where
Mark,
are you, Mark?
Come on.
Come back.
It's not good enough.
But we are going to be discussing top traits that women look for in a man when dating.
Okay.
And then we're going to flip the switch next week when Mark joins us again and hear it from the men's perspective as to what they look for in a woman when dating.
That should be fun.
Absolutely. So if any men are listening tonight, do have a think about what you look for in a woman and do message us on our Facebook page. So Facebook, just type in Diamond Singles. Send us a message. Let us know what you look for in a woman, and we will happily discuss that next week. But
that
today, it's all about the ladies.
All the single ladies.
I was just about to sing that.
Oh my gosh, we're so
in tune. Same page. So, hit me with it. Where's this article from?
So, there was an article on Hilly. Is it Hilly? Hilly.com.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. It's what women desire. Well, actually, this says 8 myths, Julie.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Let's critique.
Let's get straight to it. So there are many things that men believe wholeheartedly that women desire. However, the reality is that many of these things are often bad points, assumptions, or half-truths that many men make based on what they see in the media. More often than not, these are things that women just deal with, that men just assume are attractive to women. Oh, okay. So looking at each of these individual points, number one, women want a man who works long hours. So this is
a myth.
Is it a myth? Let's have a look. So women want a man who is a hard worker. Men will often work 60 to 100 hours, really? Where are these men
working? Are you sure?
Mind you, doctors and shift workers. A lot of people do work long hours.
Actually.
And it says here they often wear this like a badge of honour. Well, maybe that's not the case. Maybe they're just shattered and have to work. However, men don't realise that it isn't the amount of time you spend working that women find attractive. It's more about the work ethic and balance you put into it.
I can get that. I like a man who's driven.
Oh my gosh, so do I.
Who does enjoy working hard.
And I guess it's hard if you're in a job that you don't enjoy. That must be really challenging and frustrating, because I'm like you. I love a man with drive and passion, and I like a man who really, yeah, enjoys his work and likes to get up and do something and make a difference. But obviously we have to understand that not everyone is in that situation.
No.
You know, and it's so easy to say, well, hey, if you're in a job that you don't like, just move. But a lot of the time that can be quite challenging for people.
Definitely. But I do agree with you. For myself especially, I do like a man who is driven, like you said.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of women do. And going back to that point, women apparently find men more attractive if they work longer hours. I wonder if that's also because women like alone time, or some women.
I think the long hours is more of a myth. It's more about, not about the hours, but about the person actually making an effort, going to work, having that drive, having that passion, and not even drive and passion, because a lot of women are not necessarily focused on that. They just want a man who is a hard worker, who goes to work, who provides for the family, you know, who wants to go out there, and rather than just sit at home and, you know, not do anything.
Yeah.
And obviously it's the same for women, isn't it? You know, again, Mark's coming in next week and he's going to talk about what a man looks for. But I guess, you know, some men would prefer a woman's work. Some, you know, don't.
No.
I don't know.
Well, we can discuss that next week. But personally, I think there is probably a little bit of women who think, I can have a bit of my alone time. So, and the reason I'm saying this, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, so my sister, and I'm sure she won't mind me spilling the beans here, but her and her husband have been happily married for many, many, many years.
Okay.
Grown up children, everything that works. But for the majority of their relationship, he has worked away and stays away.
Okay.
For kind of a Monday to Friday scenario, comes back for the weekend, then off again to work. And she cannot have it any other way through choice. So what I mean by that is she has become so accustomed to being able to stay at home. Well, she works.
Okay.
But to be at home alone during the week and get on with her own bits and pieces, do her own little hobbies, mm-hmm. have her own time. And then she looks forward to the weekend when her husband comes down to stay.
I like that. I think that would suit me.
She also says that she lets her leg hair grow during the week.
Oh.
Anyway. She's going to hate me for sharing
that. I mean, she can. She can do whatever she chooses.
But, you know, so it's more of an occasion, an event when he comes down at the weekend.
Yeah.
And for them, and they have been together for, gosh, 30, probably coming up to 40 years now.
Wow.
And, you know, they've got a very successful, happy marriage. But for the majority of time that I've known them, that's how they've done it.
Amazing.
And when he takes time off for holiday and comes down and stays like a week or two, she's sick of him after day three. She's like, you know, what's he doing? There's too much of him around the house, because she's you know, become used to her own space. But
absolutely.
For her, for them, it massively works.
Yeah. And, you know, digressing slightly, I think that's the reason why as well, a lot of relationships are successful where people do have, you know, separate houses as well. That's one of the modern dating ways now, where people, you know, they date each other during the week or at the weekends, but they go home to their separate houses. And a lot of people are moving away from a traditional relationship where you're, you know, on top of each other, so to speak, every day. but really, you know, having that independence and that separate time often works for people.
Exactly. So, you know, who's to say otherwise, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Well, number two of the myths that men believe that women wants. So women want an extremely masculine man. Now that's the next myth. So a common argument may be that when women complain about how female comic heroes such as Poison Ivy or Harley Quinn are extremely sexualized, is to compare these characters with male heroes such as Batman and Superman. However, those characters are often not very attractive to women. This is because they're based upon male power fantasies rather than what women find attractive. So that's interesting. So what do you think about that? Women want an extremely masculine man, yes or no?
No, I don't think they do. No, it depends on what they just define a masculine man.
Yeah.
You know, some women can define a masculine man as somebody who goes to the gym, is ripped, you know, physically big and you know, yeah, towering. Some women think a masculine man is somebody who perhaps is tall. I don't believe just the physicality.
Not just the physicality, absolutely not.
For me, so it is different for everyone, but for me personally, I find a true masculine man is somebody who has, going back to point one, a good work ethic.
Okay.
You know, someone who is passionate, driven with their work, wants to steer a career. So we all look at different things, yeah, and define it as masculinity.
Absolutely. And for me, different perceptions.
Yeah, absolutely. And somebody who perhaps wants to take care of a family, you know, wants to take care of their woman, wants to take care of their children. I find that very masculine. Not saying that the woman has to stay there and do nothing, but the fact that the man wants to take charge and ownership.
Absolutely. And that reminds me now, what was the name of the lady? We had her as a guest on our show, and she was all about feminine energy and masculine energy. That was a really interesting show.
Yes,
we'll have to
remember
her back
now.
Absolutely.
And then invite her back, because yeah, she was very good at talking about masculine, feminine energy. And yeah, it's, if a man has that masculine energy, I find that very attractive. It doesn't have to be the physicality of the man.
Absolutely. Okay, so number three, myth potentially, women want the most manly version of men. So it says here, many women believe that if they do anything that isn't considered, I'm going to start again. I'm losing my words, guys. Oh my gosh.
Have you had a drink, Noreen, today?
Oh my gosh. No, but I could do with one.
Well, if it might help.
Oh my gosh. I think it may.
Put so that tea down.
Let's just start again. Okay. So many men believe that if they do anything that isn't considered, in inverted commas, manly, women will not find them attractive. This idea is implanted from a young age by toxic masculinity and is untrue. So again, they're saying this is a myth and it's not true. So of course it's okay for men to do, and they've got in inverted commas, manly things. Now that's quite contentious, you know, yeah, what is a manly thing? However, that isn't what women find attractive. A man only has to do things to show off that they are a man. Oh, hang on a second. I'm going around in circles here.
Are you bamboozled, Noreen?
I am. Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's not about being a manly version. It's just being your true self, isn't it? You know, it's about being authentic, being real, and not being someone, you know, not having that perception, I need to be, you know, overly masculine and have that toxic masculinity. You know, I know that's bandied around a lot now, isn't it? You know,
toxic masculinity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, society has definitely over the past years painted toxic masculinity as something to be proud of. And I don't think men consciously go out of their way to be that. But I think it's just since being little boys, they've grown up knowing or thinking that they have to be this super masculine man.
Well, actually, there's a show, actually, I haven't watched it yet, but Danny Dyer has got a show out at the moment, and it's the title is How to Be a Man. And he's trying
How
to...
How have I missed this?
Yeah, I haven't actually seen it yet, but I saw it advertised recently, and it's kind of, you know, looking at the whole toxic masculinity and the concern around that, especially with our young boys, our young men, you know, because that is bordering on, you know, misogynistic behavior, etc. So Danny Dyer has put a program out recently to, you know, show what he thinks is a good man, a good role model, and how to treat people. And it is all about treating people with love and respect. It's not about, you know, being a bully, being misogynistic, etc. But we have to watch this. I haven't seen
it yet. Definitely. I'm really, really interested to see that. But yes, toxic masculinity, nobody wants that. And for people who are not quite familiar with that term, toxic masculinity refers to the notion that some people's idea of what manliness perpetuates domination, homophobia, aggression, like you said, bullying.
Absolutely.
Which is all obviously very, very negative. But unfortunately, over the past years, society has kind of honed that in to a lot of young men, and they've kind of grown up with that thinking, this is how we are meant to be.
And I think it doesn't help with online influencers like Andrew Tate, you know, who is very much perceived as that toxic masculinity, you know, figure, especially for the younger generation who look up to him. But again, oh my gosh, that's a whole other show, Julie, isn't it? Wow.
Definitely. But I am pleased to say that toxic masculinity is definitely being broken down now, and people are becoming far more broad-minded and more authentic and accepting of that. You don't have to be this super toxic masculine man to be a masculine man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's look at the next one. So another myth in terms of what guys think.
That got a bit deep, didn't it?
Yeah, what guys think women want. So number four, a lack of emotion is attractive. This is what men think. Well, this is not all men, clearly. This is just this report that we're reading. But coldness is one thing that women do not find attractive, do they? You know, who wants someone...
That's true.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to anyone that's going to be cold.
No, you know, lack of emotion, you know, it's that kind of, is it a power fantasy? A man thinks, hey, if I don't show my emotion, I'm going to be more attractive to a woman. I'm being strong, you know, and I'm being unemotional. But women like to see a man's emotions.
Women like to chat. So we want to meet somebody that we can chat to and we can verbalise to. And we want to hear about your day and we want you to hear about our day.
Yeah,
so,
and we want,
you know,
a man
being
who...
cold is not going to get you past date number one, two, or three.
Absolutely. And again, it is being authentic. It's about being your true self. And, you know, everyone has emotions. Just because you're a man, it doesn't mean that you don't have emotions. We want to know you. We want you to be real. And, you know, whatever that is, you know, let the woman in your life in, let her know. And it's healthy, because if you bottle up your emotions, you know, it can only damage you. You know, you have to be able to share your feelings.
Absolutely. And again, not to get too heavy, but there are so many men out there that are really suffering mentally because they're not opening up about
Absolutely.
How they feel. And, you know, they have their struggles. So the more we can encourage men especially to open up, talk, it's going to open so many doors for them in life, not just in love, but in every aspect of
Definitely.
Their world. And on that note, I'm going to go on and play a cheeky little bit of Madonna for us now.
What are you looking yeah. at? Thank you.
Love Madonna. Love that song. Forgot how long it was.
I saw you dancing again.
I was like, come on, Madonna. Get a move on.
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh, hasn't she got a move on? Have you seen her recently with all of her surgeries? What has she done?
I mean, she does look good.
She does, but...
Yeah, but certainly doesn't look her age. But is that a good or a bad thing? Depends on your interpretation.
She's a cougar, isn't she?
Wow.
And that is a whole nother show that we're going to be talking about. So
definitely.
Tune in to the Cougar Show.
I wish I could actually have some comments on that one, but I've never been a
I have plenty. I married young.
Oh, definitely another show there, guys. Oh, my gosh.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But yes, Cougar Show for another day.
Okay,
so
we carry
are we going
on?
Back to our list
yes.
of myths? Are we being, we're myth busters.
Oh my gosh. Well, again, this is about myths that men think women want. So,
okay.
The next one, men believe women, this is interesting actually.
Ooh,
so I'll
okay.
be interested to get your thoughts on this one.
Ooh.
So men believe that women want men to treat them men to treat women like a princess.
Ooh.
Now, some women do, let's be honest.
Every woman wants to be treated nicely and to be made to feel like a queen. That doesn't mean to say that all women want to just live that lavish lifestyle where they don't work and, you know, they can just spend husband's credit card. And I mean, I know there are a handful of women that do, and that's absolutely fine. But I think majority of women just want to find a guy who treats them nice,
treats
with respect.
Them well. And it's not just about money, is it?
No,
you know,
absolutely
spoiling the woman
not.
Every day.
Absolutely not. I know a lot of women, including myself, it means a lot if I have a partner who... you know, gives me affection. I'm a very affectionate person. You know, I like hugs, I like kisses. And for me, that says a lot within a relationship. You know, I'm not going to, you know, turn my head away if he bought me a designer bag or anything. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say, no, take it back. Get a refund. But it means a heck of a lot more if a guy, for me personally, is, you know, quite affectionate and emotionally gives me that, you know, that he says, oh, I love you every night. And, yeah, just gives me that emotional affection rather than showering me with gifts. So I think it depends on the individual woman's definition of being treated like a princess.
Because
I do want a guy to open a door for me and, you know, do the gentlemanly. Is that a word? Gentlemanly? Gentlemanly thing. You know, that and treat me a little bit like a lady, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to shower me with gifts and I don't ever have to work again, because that just wouldn't suit my...
Yeah, and I guess it's confusing thing. Because it's the whole like Disneyfication thing, isn't it? You know, everyone's been brought up with the fairy tales, you know, that a man will, you know, sweep the woman off her feet and treat her like a princess. And, you know, and of course, you know, there are many women out there who still have that fantasy that they want to meet someone who will be their Prince Charming, etc. But in reality, you know, it's hard for guys because, you know, they don't know what women want. I mean, women are confusing.
We are.
But
we are
so
a confusing
men.
Breed.
Yeah.
But I think you need... Just be honest. Honesty is probably the biggest thing from the get-go.
Yeah.
And you can make it clear without being too forward, too front. You'll... expectations of what a relationship would look like. You know, if you are dating someone, you've been on a couple of dates and you know you're quite liking them, you're enjoying their company, you can let them know what your realistic expectations are, and you can articulate that well by simply being honest.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have a situation where perhaps the female is wanting to be treated, and I quote, like a princess and not have to work and literally be looked after by this guy, then you know, that's completely her decision and she is allowed to choose that kind of lifestyle. But as long as she is honest about it from the get-go, so that everyone's expectations are the same. Because
yeah.
there are some men out there that would prefer to have somebody that they can, you know, shower with gifts and have them stay at home.
I'd be happy to be showered with gifts. I'm sure you would. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't. Don't get me wrong. I think everyone loves a little surprise now and again. But just be clear in what your expectations are.
Yeah, and it's not just about being treated like a princess. Isn't necessarily just about, you know, someone not going to work as well. It's, you know, it's about, you know, women wanting a man to, again, you know, make them feel feminine sometimes, or, you know, having the nice little touches, like maybe running a bath or something. But then men equally like that as well, you know. So some women obviously out there are incredibly high maintenance, you know, and do want that whole treat me like a queen, treat me like a princess. And it is a fine line. And it's a lot of pressure for men as well, you know, both emotionally and financially. But like you said, what works for one doesn't necessarily work for another. It's finding your match, that you're on the same page.
Absolutely. I think I do speak, though, for the majority, that if someone shows me, you know, the appropriate affection that I am looking for, I will absolutely do the same in return. Like you said, I want to be made to feel like a female, like a lady. I want the guy to open doors for me. I would like to be taken out for dinner sometimes. But in return, I will also say to them, hey, let's go for lunch, or, you know, I'll run a bath for you if you had a really long day. Because sometimes I would like it if the guy was to turn around to me and say, hey, babe, put your feet up, I'm going to cook you dinner tonight.
Nice.
It's very give and take.
Of course it is.
It's
absolutely
all about give and take. And if you can find that equilibrium, then happy days.
I like it. I think it is called the princess complex. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the next myth. Now, I think because of the showtime, we're going to have to skip this one.
Oh,
but do you want the headline title?
Yeah, give me the headline. What's this all about?
Myth number 6, women need a man who is well endowed. I don't think we can discuss that one at this time,
not
guys.
Not quite watershed yet.
No,
oh, what
absolutely.
A shame.
But we will move on, and we have to say that this is coming up as a myth. So let's go on to the next one. Interpret that how you like, guys.
Oh, that's really tickled me.
I bet it has.
We'll leave it there. End that conversation. Move on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, number 7, financial support. So, it says here that women, urban myth again, women want a man who can give them financial support. What do you think about that?
See, that's a tough one, because there's a lot of women out there, a lot of women who are standing on their own two feet, very, such as ourselves.
Absolutely.
Very, very confident women who enjoy making their own money. However,
what is that song, the song about, you know, I brought this, I brought that. All the independent women. Come on, remind me.
All the women, independent.
Yeah. Throw your hands up.
That's Destiny's Child. Is that the song you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Sorry, slight digression there, ladies
and
gents. I've completely forgotten the question.
Oh, I'm still thinking about the song. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, because it's the one on Charlie's Angels, right?
All the women.
No, I buy my own diamonds, and I pay my own bills. Shoes on my feet, I brought it. The rock I'm rocking, I brought it.
Oh, I know the song
that
you mean
one.
Now.
Because that depends on me if I want it. That one.
Oh, it is. That's independent women. The song I was literally singing.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I can't sing. So people are probably holding their ears
the
at the moment.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Sorry, listeners. Please keep tuning in.
Oh,
I promise we will not
we've
sing.
Lost a lot of people. Sorry, everyone. Oh, my gosh. Where were we?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about the question that we're not allowed to talk about.
I bet that's going to keep you awake for a while, Julie. My gosh.
We should move the show to 9 o'clock, shouldn't we?
I think we should. And bring out a little glass of something in. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so where were we? Oh, my gosh.
I can't, honestly can't remember.
I'm really thrown. Really thrown.
Financial. Do men find women who want a man who can... Oh, I can't even remember the question.
What?
And I promise I've not had a drink, guys.
This is really bad because I've completely lost my train of thought now.
Financial independence.
Yeah, someone who can contribute financially.
Yeah. So for a lot of women... So again, aha, I found my trail of thought. So you and I are two very independent, confident individuals, and we enjoy making our own money. We get a lot of satisfaction from that.
But some women don't like to work.
Some don't, and that's fine. But a lot of women that I do know do like to work and make their own money. However, it would be nice to be with a partner to have sort of not codependency, absolutely not, but to both be on that same level, having the same goals, contributing a similar amount to life.
Yeah, I mean, what the guys here are saying is a lot of women are not necessarily interested in financially, a guy financially supporting them because they're independent, but they want to see that a guy is financially responsible. They take care of themselves, you know, they're financially secure. But again, it's a hard one, isn't it, you know?
Why? What are your thoughts on it then?
Well, definitely.
Personally, I would like somebody who, at the very least, is on the same level as myself, contributing to, you know, if we were both living together, there would be an expectation for the pair of us to be contributing to, you know, the bills.
Absolutely. Yeah. I certainly am not interested in supporting someone.
No.
You know,
absolutely not.
I'm in a relationship, yeah, I do expect them to, you know, bring something. Yeah. Absolutely.
But
I'm single.
But I don't expect to, you know, move in with someone and they pay for everything. Uh-huh. You know, I know that there's this cliche where women would love that and, you know, they'd love to marry super rich and never have to worry about working a day in their lives and be a lady of leisure. But I think deep down, a lot of women, they'd get bored. They want to do something. I certainly would.
Yeah. And again, this is why it's confusing for men, isn't
it?
You know,
sorry, guys. We're from Venus, remember?
Women are complex creatures. Okay, next one. So, in fact, this is the last one. So long-term relationships. So they're basically saying a lot of guys think women just want long-term relationships. And that's not necessarily the case, though. A lot of women do, obviously, but not everyone.
I think... Now, that's a big question.
Yeah.
Because ultimately...
Everyone has different goals for relationships.
Of course. But I think, I am talking of the majority of people are looking for a long-term... Someone to settle down with. Society has kind of drilled into us that you meet somebody, you marry them, you have kids, you live happily ever after. We all know that a lot of the time that doesn't quite happen in that order either.
No.
But... a lot of women still are desiring that fairy tale. They do want that long-term relationship because that's kind of what society has brought us up to think. You know, we're the little princesses. We're looking for our prince.
He's a princess again.
Yeah, but that's what society has kind of drilled into us. So, you know, talking about the fairy tale, we're looking for that fairy tale Prince Charming. We're looking for, you know, the knight in shining armour that's going to come and rescue us.
However,
but
do you
modern
think...
Modern day woman, she's a bit more flexible.
So to speak.
she doesn't necessarily want that long term commitment. She perhaps wants to, you know, dabble a little bit. She wants to concentrate on her own career. She wants to kind of put pause on having a child until later on in life. Women now, modern day women.
Women
a
have
lot
choice.
Of them, we have choice. That is exactly it. We don't have to stay at home and be child bearers and, you know, that's our life. We have options now. We have choice. And there's also this stigma that men can be seen as, you know, studs. They can go out and play the field and such, whereas women get tarnished in a completely different name if they were to do that. However, modern day society is making it more, not, I wouldn't say trendy, but more acceptable for a woman to not be married at a certain age, not want to have a long-term relationship. It's because we have options now.
Yeah, society has changed.
And that's a healthy thing.
Absolutely. And obviously years ago, it was very much, you know, that everyone has to get married, have a long-term relationship and stay in that relationship forever, you know, good or bad. But there's certainly a change in society. I notice as well, a lot of people are talking about being in what they describe as ethical, non-monogamous relationships. Now, again, that's a whole other show. My gosh, isn't it?
I love that term.
Yeah.
title. And yes, we will be talking about that
absolutely,
in a couple of weeks.
Which is basically giving them a pass to go out there and pretty much do what they want whilst they have the safety and security of a relationship at home.
Yeah, but if it's ethical, you know, if everyone's on board
I guess
and
if
on, the
everyone's
same page,
on the same page,
who are they harming, really?
And I think there's a lot more of that now, which is interesting. My gosh, I was going to say crazy. That's probably not the right word. Interesting. But no, each to their own. I mean, we work in recruitment as well, don't we, in our day job? And we used to say that maybe relationships should be a little bit like recruitment. You know, you have the temp to perm option, you know, kind of the try before you buy. You have the fixed term contract. So
I'm loving this analogy.
You could decide if you want to renew. Both parties have to agree, you know. Or there's just a temporary position, you know, which you know is short term. So, a lot of similarities.
You can take it just for the day, you know.
Absolutely. My gosh.
I like this. They do say recruitment has very, very similar traits to matchmaking.
Exactly. And that's why Diamond Singles
That's why we're so good at doing it.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. Right, I think it's time for another song. So a little bit of Beyoncé, Crazy in Love.
Let's dance.
Mystery in the making, part two. So crazy right now. I look the stairs so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand. Just how your love can do it, no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. When I talk to my friends so quietly, who we think he is? Look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way that you know what I thought I knew. It's the beats in my heart, it's when I'm with you. But I still don't understand. Just how you look and do, I'm no one else can. Come and look at some crazy right now. Y'all know when the flow is loco. Young B and the R.O.C. Uh-oh, OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets are fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake phonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing, though. I sling, though, if anything, I bling, yo. Star like Ringo, war like a green beret. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best for a chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been thriller, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Crazy right now.
when we get this on a podcast, people will absolutely see us dancing.
Oh my gosh,
I cannot wait.
Our audience numbers will go through the roof. Just for
just
the sheer entertainment value. Absolutely. Oh
like,
my gosh.
What are those two doing?
Those crazy women. Oh, crazy in love.
Absolutely. And that is my absolute number one favorite Beyonce song.
What do you think of her new one? The kind of, what is it?
Oh, the cowboy one. Yeah. This ain't Texas.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Oh, really?
And I feel like I'm cheating on Beyonce by saying that because I do love her, but I just don't think it's a great song. She's done amazing tracks.
But the country music is so big in America, so maybe she's done it just purely for the commercial financial reasons because it's going to be a huge hit.
She's like a bazillionaire. Why does she need to do
that?
She
is a goddess. My gosh.
She doesn't need any more financial income. She's already, she's made it. My goodness. But no, not a fan, unfortunately. But Crazy in Love.
Crazy in Love. Classic.
Absolutely. So on today's show, we have been myth busting what men think women want.
And when we get Mark here next
week. Isn't that a film, What Women Want? Yes,
it is,
with Mel Gibson.
Uh-huh.
Great film. Love that film.
I love that one. Oh, my gosh.
If only men could have that power, eh?
Indeed. If only women could have that power. Because we need to definitely explore a little bit more about what men want. So when Mark comes in here, maybe he can give us some more insight.
Definitely.
Gosh. Well, hey, I was talking to a friend the other day and she's in a new relationship and she was quite excited because the guy that she's dating was forward planning something a couple of months in advance, which is a good
sign. Couple of months?
Yeah, so clearly a good sign if you're both on the same page and you think the relationship has legs and longevity. But in reality, how far in advance should you plan? So if you're in a new relationship and you've been dating for a couple of months, how far in advance should you plan if you like this person? You know, is it okay to say,
it depends on the event.
Let's go out next week or let's go on holiday in 6 months' time.
Well, this is it. If it's a holiday, you kind of have to plan in advance because you have to pay for it and all the rest of that jazz.
But is that going to scare the other person off in an early relationship?
So what's an early relationship definition to you?
I would say, okay, so if you're dating someone, you're in the first 12 weeks, so the first 3 months, how safe is it to, you know, put yourself out there and say, hey, you know, I want to book this event in, you know, 6 months or next year?
I think after 3 months, people wanting to forward book is perfectly fine. I know a lot of people, I'm not talking about myself here, but I do know a lot of people, when they come to that kind of 3 month mark, they even say the L word.
Okay.
So I think 3 months is where a lot of people consider to be, okay,
yeah,
this is
you
potentially
start getting,
getting a bit serious and start to get real feels for the person.
Do you know, I remember I went on a date ages ago and the guy said, hey, this date's gone really well, so shall I book a holiday?
What?
Yeah.
What, date number one?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
I mean, clearly I've got it.
He was keen. Where was he going to take you?
I have no idea, but it scared me.
Oh, you should have found out.
No. It wasn't on the table as far as I was concerned. That wasn't happening.
You just said, can I bring a plus one?
Well, and in fact, this is where a few years ago, and then, so we're digressing completely. Well, are we? It's all on topic. I went on a date with another guy, again, years ago, and it was date one. And he said, hey, this has gone really well. The good news is I'm renting at the moment, so I'm in flexible accommodation, so I can move close to you in the local area.
Wow.
Suffice to say that was only one date.
That's a bit too much information. I mean, for all you know, he could genuinely have been renting and he was just perhaps, maybe he was trying to make a bit of a joke that you clearly took.
No, I think he was deadly serious, yeah. And that was forward planning, but you don't forward plan that much on day one. Oh, my gosh.
Maureen, what do you do to these men?
Wow.
They're just desperate to pin you down and you just keep batting them back.
Honestly, just a drink, but hey.
Oh, God, someone asked me to go on holiday with them on date number one. I'd be curious.
Like, where should we go? Yeah. What's the budget?
Although I have to say, once when I was, this is going back many, many years ago, when I was a barmaid, so this just tells you how long ago that was. I did have some guy ask me, come up, he was chatting to me at the bar whilst I was serving him, and he was dressed very well, he clearly had money, and he asked me, true story,
okay,
if I would go on his boat.
What?
His yacht.
Oh, come on.
Yes. and spend the night with him.
Wow.
So it's like,
what was that movie?
But yeah, he was deadly serious.
What was the Demi Moore movie?
It was a chat up line, clearly, but yeah. he was very, very wealthy. He was well known in the area.
So this is like, do you remember the movie years ago with Demi Moore, and where the man offers $1 million to sleep with his wife? What was that called? I know I'm a little bit older than you, Jeannie, but I know you know this one.
I don't. Oh,
and I bet the people are probably shouting out on the radio now what this is. Oh my gosh. But yeah.
It's not $1 million baby. That's
No. But a similar thing. Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
Were you tempted?
I'm not going to say I wasn't tempted. But no.
Did it actually happen?
No, absolutely not. He was like 4 times older than me. Wow.
Do you know, that's another show as well. And I know we are going to talk about this, about age gap dating, both in terms of, you know, cougars, but also, you know, in terms of older guys dating much younger women, yeah. the whole sugar baby culture.
Noreen, I was 18 and I think this guy must have been about 65.
Oh, that's no.
It was just too much. Okay?
Definitely
too much.
wow. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
And hey, have we got time to talk about our speed dating that's coming up?
We have got time to talk about our speed dating. So we've actually got a brand new venue in Rochester this Thursday.
We certainly
have. So that's at the Mavericks Ladies Lounge. So we're doing speed dating for ages 35 to 47. Ladies are all sold out. Sorry, ladies, there is a waiting list. But we are... how many tickets have we got left for men? We've only got a couple, handful,
I think it's four now.
Four now, okay. Yeah. So guys... Get booking, Rochester.
And the age range is slightly flexible, so it's a guide.
It's an age guide.
So we won't tell anyone.
No, we won't tell if you don't.
Oh
my gosh. So come along, you'll have a fantastic time. And honestly, every event that we hold, speed dating, we always have matches. Always have matches.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. And everyone has a great time.
Yeah, so. And it's such a cool venue. I mean, the ladies there who run the venue, they're fabulous. And, you know, the ambiance and the decor, it's just beautiful. So guys, if you are a little bit nervous, don't be nervous. There are women there that, you know, your ideal woman could be sitting there waiting for you, so don't miss out on the opportunity.
Absolutely.
My gosh.
And hey, at least you can say you went on 12 dates in one night. What a story.
Definitely good bragging rights. Oh my
or at
gosh.
Least cross it off your bucket list. Everyone's gonna try speed dating. Oh, we have. It was a right laugh.
Definitely.
Brilliant.
Definitely. And you know, another guy asked me the other day, so I was talking to someone and he booked a ticket literally yesterday and he said, Noreen, what do I wear for speed dating? So, you know, again, we say to everyone, as long as you're clean, you're tidy, you're presentable, you don't have to come in a 3-piece suit. You just come how you feel relaxed, as long as you're clean and tidy.
Yeah. As if you were going to meet your friends for a drink at a bar of an evening or a Friday or a Saturday.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't have to be, like you said, suited or booted.
If you want to, though, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, if that's your thing,
whatever's
great.
Good for you. So smart casual's a good vibe,
casual.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if I'm honest, if you're smelling nice, that does make a difference.
Doesn't it,
I like
just?
A good cologne.
Oh my gosh, cologne. That's such an old-fashioned
term,
isn't
it? I know, I love it. I'm trying to bring it back, guys. Bring it back.
Wow. My teenage son collects... He calls it fragrance. He says, Mom, I'm collecting fragrance.
Oh, I so, think cologne
yeah,
sounds
sexier.
Cologne.
He spends a fortune on it. My gosh. But no, you're right. A man that smells good, yeah, it's so important. So,
guys,
remember that if you're going on a date, it's not just about, you know, making sure that you're smartly dressed, you know, you're bringing your A game, but yeah, make sure you do smell nice.
Absolutely. Just have a shower.
Not too much to ask. My gosh.
But what we're saying is I don't think it will be appropriate to turn up for a speed dating event or any sort of first date scenario where you've perhaps got dirty nails or, you know,
dirty shoes.
Make that effort. A little bit of effort will 100% go a long way.
Absolutely. And if you're working on a construction site, for example, and you're meeting a woman straight afterwards, as long as the woman knows in advance and, you know, she's happy with that, happy days, you know.
Exactly.
Everyone has different requirements and that's cool.
Yeah, but if you are booking a...
Booking a date.
A date, forward planning, then try and book in a shower as well before you come down.
Indeed, my gosh.
Oh, aren't we mean? We're lovely, really, honestly. I know we're from Venus, but that's not the point.
Oh. Well, look,
are we at the we're at the end of our myth busting?
We are absolutely.
I thought there was one more. No, we're
no,
done?
No,
we're
no.
Done.
That's it. But there's a question here from John from Maidstone, just saying that I've met a girl who I want to ask on a date, but I'm really nervous. What is the best way to ask her out?
Oh well. That's really cute, firstly.
I love it.
And I hope she says yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm keeping everything crossed.
So it depends on the situation, John. I mean, are you texting her? Have you met her at work? I mean, if you've met her at work, surely just sort of casually over the coffee machine when you're both making coffee or tea, you can say, hey, lady, let's call her Susan. Hey, Susan. So, you know, we've been talking for a little while and I'd love to take you out for dinner sometime, or I'd love to take you out for a drink sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, I think okay. That's really not, just to be asked out for a drink.
Yeah, and I guess if you're doing it face to face, it is all about the eye contact and the body language, you know.
Always eye contact. Yeah. Definitely.
If you're asking someone out, you know, on a text message, I think that's harder. I think, well, but then again, a lot of guys prefer that because then they can't see the reaction and they have that as a safety net. But I think there's nothing more attractive than if you ask the woman in person. They can look into your eyes. They can see your intention, you know, and yeah, you can get that vibe.
It's a little bit romantic, dare
absolutely.
I say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Old fashioned dating.
Absolutely.
We love it. Get away from the online.
But if you are wanting to text, if you have met them online and you are messaging them, then just, you know, be honest and say, hey, you know, we've been talking for a little while, I'd really like to take you out for a drink.
Absolutely.
If you would like to join me sometime.
And what's the worst that can happen? They
exactly.
may say no, you know, but ultimately you never know until you ask that question, and it's better to ask than live your life with regret.
Absolutely. Big mantra there. So, John, do let us know next week.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Fingers
crossed.
Hopefully
he's listening.
Definitely. Good luck, Sean.
Excellent. So we've only got a few minutes left. How are we at the end of the show already?
Oh, I can't believe it. The time goes so quickly.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Have we got time for one more question?
We've got one more. Yeah. Let's squeeze one in quickly.
Okay. So Samantha from Gillingham. Did I say that right? Gillingham?
Gillingham.
Gillingham.
Gillingham. Gillingham.
Okay.
Gillingham.
Okay.
I mean, it should be pronounced Gillingham, really, but.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Well, Samantha, and this is a similar question to one that we had a few weeks ago on the show. So, she's getting a vibe from a guy who is dating a friend of hers.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she's basically saying, I think my friend's partner doesn't have true intentions towards her, and I think he's attracted to me. What shall I do?
Oh, gosh.
Again,
oh, goodness.
Big question.
I mean, if this is your friend's partner, you have to tell the friend.
Absolutely.
I mean, has he made a move? Has
I don't
he
know.
Asked,
this
you know,
is all we have, limited information. It can be interpreted
have you, have
in
you
so many ways.
Have you had that kind
ways.
Of situation yourself before, Noreen?
No, I can't say that I have. No.
I don't think.
Have you?
No, not.
I bet you have.
No, I'm racking my brains. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Although I have been in situations where, and we're all single, so me and my friends are single, and we've been out and we both perhaps like the same guy.
Yeah.
And one of the, so let's call my friend A. Friend A is talking to said guy.
Okay.
And flirting with him. But his vibes are towards me, and
okay.
that kind of makes it awkward. It's like fighting for the guy.
Oh, awkward
yeah.
turtle, as
yeah.
we say. Okay. Oh my
very
gosh.
Awkward turtle.
And I guess the best thing that she can do in that situation is, I mean, it's hard to have a conversation with your friend if there's not a direct approach. If the guy makes a move on her, it's a completely different ball game, isn't it? You
oh,
know?
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, if he makes any form of move or suggestion, you have to
you
tell
have
the
to
friend.
Tell your
you
friend.
Have to.
Absolutely.
You know, girl code, come on.
Yeah. And I guess if she's unsure about him, it depends on your relationship with your friends. But, you know, I'd have no hesitation saying to a friend, not sure about your guy. But then again, is that, you know, is that a good thing to say? It depends how close the relationship is.
I think you have to be honest. It's your friend. And ultimately, if your friend found out, if something did happen, if you did make a move and you hadn't told him,
and then you have to say something if something happens, it would just be
100 times worse.
Indeed.
So honesty.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Yeah, just be honest. It's going to be an awkward conversation. Your friend will probably hate you for a little bit, but she'll get over it.
And hey, I know we've got a show coming up in a few weeks where all it is going to be about is questions. So guys, if you have any questions so we can actually forward book those for the show, then message us on the Diamond Singles page on Facebook.
Definitely. Or if you have any topics that you want to, us to touch upon, because we have a long list here, but we're always welcome to have more topics added on there, and we can shuffle things around.
Absolutely.
So, exciting time. So, guys, we've only got one more minute left. It's been so lovely to chat again. Thanks, Noreen.
No, thank you, Julie.
And we'll have to let everybody know next week how Rochester speed dating goes. So if you missed it earlier, we have Rochester speed dating this Thursday from 7 o'clock. We've only got 4 tickets, male tickets left.
Absolutely.
Ladies have sold out. So come on, guys. Do your thing, get booking, and Noreen and I will look forward to seeing you on the Thursday.
And let's get the cameras in the studio for our podcast.
Yes, that's going to be happening very soon.
Exciting.
Just need to find someone who can work a camera. That sounds weird if you just tuned in.
Oh my gosh.
It's not 9 o'clock yet, Julie. Stop it.
Stop it. My gosh.
Anyway, it's been a pleasure, guys. And we will be back same time, same place next week. See you later, alligators.
You've been listening to the Diamond Singles Show here on Channel Radio with your host, Julian Noreen. We'll be back with another show next week.